Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Stahl. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stoneman moves to third. Day moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it and throws to second for the out. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0 for 1 in the game. Stale hits a pop-up towards short. Ali settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Ellis moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Day. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Day steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. Day scores. It's 1 to nothing, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson strikes out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine is walked intentionally. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins strikes out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grant, and towards Mazeroski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Jeter pinch runs for Bob Robertson. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeter moves to second. Two outs. George Kopach pinch hits for Gene Alley. George Kopach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopach hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Freddie Patek now playing shortstop. Johnny Jeter now playing right field. Al Oliver now playing first base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Milt May pinch hits for Bill Mazeroski. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is hit by the pitch. Dave Cash pinch runs for Milt May. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-4 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 1, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.